Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
WFAN salutes the voice of the New York Yankees, John Sterling.
Mattingly swings and he has a drive. The deep right center. It is high. It is far. It is gone. Back to back.
The legendary voice of the legendary franchise.
Ball game over. A perfect game. A perfect game for David Cone.
Sterling steps away from the mic and takes his final curtain call Saturday.
There goes. Deep left. It is high. It is far. It is gone. Number 62 to set the new American League.
On behalf of all Yankees fans, WFAN thanks you, John Sterling.
Ball game over. World Series over. Yankees win. The Yankees win.
The home of Yankees radio. The Fan. 101.9 FM and always live on the free Odyssey app.
You do have a choice, so make it Mercedes-Benz of Morristown. Call 888-THE-BENZ. That's 888-THE-BENZ. Or online at 888-THE-BENZ.com. Mercedes-Benz of Morristown. 34 Ridgedale Avenue. Just off exit 36. On Route 287 in Morristown, New Jersey.
The NBA play-in tournament gives teams the chance to play their way into the postseason. So it only seems right that new customers on FanDuel can play their way into $150. Just place any $5 bet and you'll get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose, to use during the NBA playoffs. We all love the app around here. It's safe, secure, and has all the bets you want. And when you win, you're going to get paid fast. You can bet on the amount of three-pointers made in the game, the over-under total points, the first basket score, and so much more. Just go to FanDuel.com/Boomer to get started. That's FanDuel.com/Boomer. FanDuel is the official sports betting partner of the NBA, and FanDuel is also the official sportsbook partner of WFAN.
21 plus and physically present in New York. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. For help with a gambling problem, call 1-877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY-467-369.
Our friends at Town Fair Tire remind you that at Town Fair Tire, you always get the guaranteed lowest price on name brand tires from Connecticut to Maine. Nobody beats Town Fair Tire. Nobody.
When this happened, you talked about it on The Fan.
Ball game over. A perfect game. A perfect game for David Cone.
When New York sports happens, talk about it here. The Fan, 101.9 FM, and always live on the free Odyssey app.
BT and Sal back on the fans. Get back to these calls. 877-337-6666. Yep. Juicy time to be a New York sports fan. Let's go. Pretty much everybody's got a little piece of the pie. Mets are rolling. Yanks have a ton of wins. Great one yesterday. Rangers ready. Hopefully make a cup run. Knicks ready to do damage. Isles ready to mess around, have a little fun. NFL draft is upon us. It is on.
Something, a little bit of a side note, but it does tie into the playoffs. I wanted to bring up yesterday. I forgot to do it.
Yep.
I have a bet with one of my coworkers over at SNY, Dave Mandel. You may know his producer over there.
I don't know Dave. I don't know.
Big Boston guy. I'd be curious to get your take on this.
Go ahead. Let's hear it. Meaning if you made a good bet?
Yeah.
Okay, go ahead.
He was talking smack, Celtics, a little bit of the Bruins, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
We bet who would have more total wins in the postseason, Knicks and Rangers,
okay,
versus Celtics and Bruins.
It's a unique bet. First of all, it's a unique
good one,
bet.
Right?
That's actually pretty cool. Yeah. I didn't think you would go
there.
Keeps
us involved in both. I mean, obviously, I care about both anyway, but now.
Yeah. I think he might have got.
Yeah, well, that he's going to be the odds-on favorite
yeah.
because of the Celtics. But to me, like the Rangers are the team that's got to carry this bet
yeah.
because I believe they could go win the cup. Now, the Knicks are going
to
be...
But the Celtics could win the championship.
I
so
understand.
It really comes down to Knicks-Bruins.
Okay.
Are the Bruins more likely to lose in round one than the Knicks?
I think it's possible.
Both, right?
I know, but can the Knicks get out of the first round?
Well, that's what I'm saying.
Okay.
I think they can, but they could easily lose this series. I don't think they will.
All right, well, then I guess the question comes down to how far do you think, like, the Celtics, and of course the Celtics.
Celtics going to the Eastern Conference Finals minimally and probably right. going to the NBA Finals. So there's, what, 4-8-12 right there. 12.
I mean, it would have been nice to see them face the Sixers in the first round as opposed to the Heat minus Jimmy Butler. Of course, they get the lucky break that they didn't even need,
mm-hmm.
but they get one. All right, so let's give the Celtics then. You're giving them 12
At
wins?
Least 12. Yeah.
Sure about that?
Well,
I thought you said Knicks could get it, maybe.
Yeah.
Forget about the Knicks. Nobody in the East can knock them off.
I think they're better. Do I think the Knicks can win a game or two against the Celtics? I mean, I got to be fair. I think the Celtics are just better, and I think right. they're ready to win a championship.
All right, but let's say the Knicks lose in 6 to the Celtics.
Okay.
That gets me to 10 with the Knicks.
I know where you're going. Yeah, now, the Bruins are playing who in the first round?
I think Toronto.
Toronto. It is Toronto. Yeah. I'm pretty sure it's Toronto.
It was either going to be Toronto or Tampa. I think it's Toronto.
Better Toronto. Well, you prefer Tampa, probably.
That's what I thought, but somebody else was saying, nah, Tampa, Toronto's more dangerous. Whatever.
Is Ty Domi still playing?
Yeah, exactly right. So either way, all right. I mean, I think it was an interesting bet.
It is. It's unique. It's close.
And if you had to pick a side?
I'll get you back on this. More from an emotional point. If I had to actually put money on it.
But you think, you forget the Rangers because they're like the Rangers aren't going to lose in the first round. And they also could win
the
cup.
Capitals.
But if the Rangers don't at the very least get to the Eastern Conference Final, I can't win the bet. Like, the bet is made based off of the Rangers going far.
Yeah.
My question to you is how far, you said the Knicks are beating the Sixers, that's 4.
Yes.
You confident that it'd get the second round, Bucks or Pacers?
I believe they would have a real chance either way. But I mean, I gotta see Giannis's foot.
I take my chance. If the Knicks get to the Eastern Conference Finals, I think I'm winning that bet.
Oh, I would agree with.
Okay, so then the question becomes:
do I think they're getting to the Conference Finals?
To the Eastern Conference Finals.
Yeah, I do think they're getting.
That's what
there.
I'm saying, right? So if you think they're gonna get there, because I'm kind of with you, I think now. I do expect the Knicks to, now anything could happen, but I do expect them to win this first round.
Yeah, but here's the thing. If the Knicks get to the Eastern Conference Finals and play the Celtics, and that's, I would think the Celtics would win. I'm not saying 4-0, but that's right. at least one or two more wins on his side of the bet because the Knicks would be directly beaten by Boston, which is the whole premise of the bet.
Well, but no, 4 wins is 4 wins. So, like, he's going to get 4 either way,
mm-hmm.
even if the Knicks sneak in. Point is I'd be having the Knicks with 8. Maybe plus a game or two.
But if they sweep the Knicks versus
the
Knicks
lose,
well, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
But it could be a quick series. Knicks could lose to the Celtics in 5.
Yeah, I know.
They could.
And that would give me 9 there. Rangers got to get me at least.
Rangers better carry the
ball. They got to get at least 12.
That's the thing.
Interesting bet, though. I like those.
That's a good one.
Yeah. Not that we could. Yeah, I wish we could do it with Philadelphia. The Flyers aren't in it.
Yeah, you know, yeah.
I thought you'd like that one.
That is a good one. I've never really heard of something like that. That's good. Like, are there odds on that stuff? Or you just, came up with it?
I mean, maybe.
It probably is.
We just came up with it, at least I think.
Check my peeps at fans. We'll see what's going on. See if we get some odds. Maybe I jump in when you have a little fun.
That's a fun bet, right?
I do like it. It's creative,
Knicks,
dude.
Or New York or Boston.
Yeah, it's
creative. I didn't want to throw in the Islanders because then that would be a little unfair, I would think. But mm-hmm. you had to leave them out.
Well, I mean.
It is New York.
Yeah. I mean, Isles have a chance to win the series.
I'm rooting for them.
I know you are.
I'd rather see them than Carolina in the second round.
You sure? Rivalry aside, intensity ratcheted things up. If I'm a Rangers fan, I'd rather see the Islanders than Carolina.
Will you be into the hockey?
Yeah. I mean, describe in, though. I mean.
Locked into a playoff game.
Locked into every single shift with the Islanders or the Rangers?
Either.
Rangers more. But yet I'm an Islanders fan.
Right,
but I'm an Islanders fan from back in the day. I'm not I mean, I'm not.
I'm going to try to watch.
Disrespect real Islander fans.
The problem is, I think the Islanders are up against the Knicks on Saturday.
Well, then I don't watch a shift of the Islanders. Yeah. I'm watching every single second of the Knicks.
Right.
That's it.
I know that's the problem.
By the way, even Yankees and Mets are going to take precedence over some Islander games. I'm just keeping it real.
Yeah.
I'm watching the Yanks and Mets.
I don't know if I'll go that far yet.
I will. Rangers a little game different.
Six.
I will go out of my way to record, like manipulate, juggle right. Rangers and everything else. Islanders. I hope they win. I hope they advance. They are at the bottom of the list.
Islanders game six versus Mets, Brewers, whatever, who the hell are they playing? Or Yankees, whatever. I get the Yankees are priority. You know, we love the baseball, but, I mean, a game six. Like, I'll tell you this, the baseball's taking a backseat to the Knicks and Rangers in my house. That's
Knicks number one. Yeah. I mean, Knicks number one.
Well, it's a good thing we don't have Knicks and Rangers going against each other, or at least I wouldn't anticipate that.
We'll have some. You know we will.
Yeah, that's
we'll
going to be a problem.
We will, I think. It's going to be a juggle. It's going to be, hey.
It's fun, though. This
is going to be
a
lot of wives saying, where's my hubby?
Yeah.
Including ours. We'll be in our offices. That's where we'll be.
A lot of husbands saying already, leave me the hell alone.
Already planted seeds. A lot of wives are into it, though, too.
That's fair.
You know, it's not like the old days. My mom didn't. She came to watch me play. She never watched games on TV, ever.
Either leave me the hell alone or pull up a seat.
Yeah.
But I'm not moving.
And when you pull up a seat, don't say a whole lot.
Yeah. And bring a sandwich.
Let me watch. Don't talk. No, I'm just kidding. Oh, dude, come on.
What do you mean? Come on.
Yeah, right. 877-337-6666. Nick is in Huntington. Obviously, Nick, we'll get to you in a moment here. Of course, BT and Sal inside of our Town Fair Tire Studio. Friends of Town Fair remind you that you always get the guaranteed lowest price on name brand tires from Connecticut to Maine. Nobody beats Town Fair Tire. Nobody. Nick, what's cooking, buddy? Go ahead.
Hey guys, how's it going?
Nick.
You guys are 100% right. As a Giants fan, just hearing Joe Shane talk, you know, about his process and everything, I trust him. As long as he doesn't take J.J. McCarthy. as far as the Knicks, did you guys look at the schedule that Game 3 is actually going to be played the same time as the NFL draft?
Yeah, I know. Thursday night, 7:30. That does suck.
See, I don't think that's a big deal. Like, there was a point where the way I used to watch the NFL draft was – like that anticipation of every single set. You know, dude, I record it now. I mean, I'll find out who we draft.
But still,
sitting there for 5 hours as they just drone on through picks
Just the first 10 picks at least, or wherever the Giants
and Jets
end up.
The Giants, sure.
That's what I'm saying.
That's it. And then I check out and then I get it on my phone alerts and whatever.
Here's the way that I would say, and thanks for the call, Nick. I'm not a big, like, oh my God, I got to watch every second of the draft.
No.
I can't wait. But it is an event, and now we have two, like, if you spread them out, hypothetically, you could have the Knicks on Thursday or Friday, and then, you know, say the draft Thursday, Knicks play Friday. Now you get two nights of entertainment as opposed to two things at once.
Yep.
So while I'm with you, I will be locked into every possession, every second of the Knicks, not the draft. It would have been nice to have them on separate nights.
Doesn't bother me. I know what you're saying. It doesn't bother me as much. By the way, last caller said, I trust Shane as long as he doesn't draft McCarthy.
Yeah.
But if you trust Shane, shouldn't you trust his conviction if he decides to draft McCarthy?
Yes.
I mean, yeah.
You either trust him or you don't.
Yeah, that's what I would think. Let me get Alex in East Quag. Alex, what's happening?
Hey, good afternoon, guys. I have a specific scenario I want to get your take on, and I know how I feel about it. Suppose the Giants are hoping that, what's his name, Odunze, the receiver, drops to them at 6. We know Harrison's going to be gone. Suppose Odunze's not there, but Malik Nabers is.
I think Nabers is better. Keep going.
But in my opinion,
yep.
If they're locked in definitely as for receiver, they cannot repeat the travesty of Kadarius Toney, especially at number 6. Nabers was arrested as a 19-year-old for walking down Beale Street with a gun in his waistband. The misdemeanor charges were later dropped. It's good to be a star athlete in your home state. But the bottom line for me is you cannot, after Kadarius Toney, take that chance again when the character is involved, especially with a gun charge at number 6.
I think Nabers is the first. I think Nabers is going to be the first wide receiver drafted. I don't think it's going to be Marvin Harrison Jr. I think it's going to be Nabers from LSU. I think he's the first.
Well,
one.
Then I would gladly accept either or Dunze or especially Harrison. I just wanted to get your take on whether you would take Nabers with that red flag.
Well, it's
because you were the Giants.
It's a great question. Yeah. Alex, thanks for the call. A little choppy there. Listen, I'd have to sit down with the young man. I have to look him in the eye. I know that, you know, and by the way, when you have gun charges, like that's a deal killer for a lot of people. Right? And me too, I can't stand guns. 19, I make mistakes. I don't like glossing over gun stuff at all. I'm going to sit down with the man. I'm going to look into his eyes. I'm going to try to connect to his soul and see what he's all about. I don't know the circumstance. I don't know what happened. And if I am of the belief that it was a youthful, and granted, it's a large indiscretion, an indiscretion, and he's matured, and I believe he's the best receiver in the draft, which I do, and then more importantly, I can insulate him once he gets into my building and elevate him to another level of maturity, I wouldn't preclude myself from drafting
him. Why do you think he's better than Marvin Harrison Jr.?
I just think he's more talented. I think he runs better routes. I mean, Harrison, his routes are good. Neighbor's better. Neighbor's better. I don't know.
This is not a combine thing? When? So then why wasn't this the case originally? When all the talk about the draft and the mock draft, all we heard was, oh, my God, Marvin Harrison Jr., transcendent, can't miss players, absolute stud, maybe the best player in the draft, certainly the first wide receiver taken. How did it go from that?
Can't answer that. That's because I'm not the engineer behind these mocks. I'm not the engineer behind the thoughts of people on TV. I just think Malik Nabers is better.
Okay.
I think he's better. And I think if the Giants are not inclined to either trade up to 3 or 4 for a quarterback or even take McCarthy if he's there at 6, and they're not going to go with somebody like Joe Alt, the line, but I think Tennessee, I think he's probably going to go to Tennessee. I think I'm taking Nabers myself.
Peter Schrager, the mock that I have here, has Nabers going 9th. Indianapolis.
He also has the Giants take him, moving up for McCarthy.
Yeah, in this particular draft, yeah. Right, the Giants trade up from 6 to number 4, taking J.J. McCarthy. But it is telling that he has 2 wide receivers. How do you say the other guy? O'Dunes?
Oh, the kid from Washington?
Yeah.
Yeah, something like that. Yeah. He played great with Penix. He's good.
Harrison Jr.
They're
first,
all good.
O'Dunes, or however you say his name, 2nd, and then Nabers would be 9th.
I just think Malik Nabers is the most talented, and it's close. Okay. And by the way, you know, this is going to sound insane. I think Harrison might be 3.
What? Why? I haven't seen any of them. Yeah, I'm sure I've seen them play, but I wouldn't even know the difference as far as if I watch. Yeah, I watch some of the college games. Mm-hmm. I'm not watching specific players at that particular point. I didn't watch a lot of college football this past year.
Yeah.
But all I heard was, Harrison Jr., Harrison Jr., Harrison Jr.
What you heard early. It's what you heard early.
Yeah, but even now, even in these mock drafts, Schrager knows what he's talking about. He has him going first.
That doesn't mean he's right, though.
No, I'm not saying that he is. I'm just saying that I still don't get how you could... How we could go from him being the consensus, you know, top wide receiver, maybe one of the best player, maybe outside of Caleb Williams in the draft period, or some even arguing that he's the best player in the draft, to now being the 3rd best wide receiver. I don't understand that.
It's a deeper evaluation. Now it's subjective, so it doesn't mean the evaluation is going to be right. But there's I don't know Marvin Harrison, the young man. I don't know any of these young men as human beings personally. But the conversations. Obviously, you rely on tape and the workouts and the measurables. Yeah. I mean, it changes a little bit when you get in the room with somebody and you shake their hand and you get to connect with them. You feel better. You feel worse. You feel the same.
Maybe,
it's confirmed. It's denied.
Didn't he refuse to work out or something like that at the combat? So maybe that's a little bit of a part of it.
I don't think that that's it. Guys don't generally get penalized for that. If you're of the stock of, you know, like an elite player, you know, they're not going to hold it against you. Now, if you're a quarterback and you're not throwing... Yeah, for the most part, or if you're a speed guy and you're on the fringe of like first or second round cusp or middle first round to back half, and you're a running back or a receiver or a D end or you know, an edge guy, whatever, and you don't run, or you run and you're 2 or 3 tenths of a second slower, you're going to drop. You're going to plummet. But I don't think it's about Harrison not running or not participating. I don't think I'm alone. I think a lot of people tend to think Nabers is better, but it's subjective. And by the way, who the hell knows if I'm right?
Rome Odunze is how you say his name. Thank you, Rob, for looking that up. Rome Odunze.
It took 3 minutes.
Yeah.
It's not easy.
Yeah,
I know. Got to make sure my sources are correct, and I still don't know.
What'd you do? Look up one of the pronunciation things?
Yeah.
Can you play it for us on the air? You have it there?
Hold on,
Is that what you did?
Yeah.
I did. Don't put me up yet, It was still, and I still don't know if I believe the guy.
Rome Odunze.
It's Odunze. It's definitely Odunze.
Rome Odunze.
Hold on. Wait, here you're coming. I might have an ad first.
Come on.
Rome Odunze.
One more time. Can you get Odunze.
Well, don't hit it when I tell you to hit it. With the sixth pick in the 2024 NFL Draft, the New York Giants select
Rome Odunze.
even with artificial, artificial intelligence, the Jets would still butcher their pick. Giants would get it right. Come on, Jets, please. Right.
Come on, we'll get to the Jets. We save the Super Bowl bound teams for later in the week.
That's right. We'll move up to the good ones.
Closer to the draft, we'll talk about the Super Bowl bound team. So that's why we'll get more Jets there.
Yeah. I mean, the Jets had a good offseason.
Bronk Bowers.
You think I'm nuts? I'd be pumped if the Jets take him. I know it's unconventional at 10 tight end.
And I get the excitement, but you got to be disciplined as well.
Well, it's not three. It's not four. It's not like Pitts at four like you guys a couple. It's not five. It's 10. Yeah. You know?
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
77337-6666 is the number. The G-men. Well, I mean, everybody's on the clock, but what would you do for the quarterback spot from Shane's point of view? BT and Sal on the Fan.
When this happened, you talk about it on the Fan.
3-2 swung on a pop foul back here.
Ow! Ow! Ow!
It really hit me. I didn't know it was coming back that far.
When New York sports happens, talk about it here. The Fan, 101.9 FM, and always live on the free Odyssey app. Call of the Day with Brandon Tierney and Sal Licata on The Fan.
All right, today's Call of the Day brought to you by Ramsey Mazda. Choose wisely, choose Ramsey Mazda.
Let me shuffle it up a little bit. I want to make it.
No, you're not supposed to shuffle.
Oh, I'm not supposed to. Well, no.
Did you mix the two packs together?
Yes.
Oh, good God. What you weren't supposed to do, because now it's going to be hard for you to tell. The whole thing is we need to know what year it is.
I'm going
to
tell you the year.
Okay, you know the difference?
Yes. I guess his vision's good enough. He can look at the back of the baseball card.
Yeah,
we can't.
Yeah, right here.
Well, 85 tops is clearly different. It's got it doesn't have the team down the side.
Like this. Okay, for example, who's up first?
I am.
Okay, BT.
Yes.
I'm going to give you the name, and you're going to decide whether you're going to pass or you're going to take it.
Yep. Now, what year is this, though?
This is 85.
Okay.
You sure?
I'm guaranteed.
I'm sure.
Okay,
guaranteed. Because on the back
of
the card, it says 84.
Right. Okay. I can almost see the card. Will you hold it down, please?
85. Let's go.
Larry Anderson.
What year is this?
85.
Larry Anderson was a pitcher. Larry Anderson was part of the Bagwell trade, if I'm not mistaken. Was Larry Anderson at this point with the...
You're playing, just to confirm, right?
Well,
you're playing.
You can either pass or pass the play.
I gave out some info there. Maybe I'll play, I guess.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, that's right. I forgot.
I'll try to keep a counter here.
How do you do that, by the way? How do you do that?
See, you do that quite a bit.
Yeah, I can't.
I do. That's like my thought process thing. I think that... I'm seeing Phillies.
You're seeing correct. That's
what's
whoa!
Going for. You didn't see that curveball. Whoa! You were thinking I was going to get Red Sox, the Bagwell
Astros,
trade.
Yeah.
Boom, one
good
for
pull.
One.
All
thank
right.
you, sir.
CT plus
all
one.
All right, yeah.
Oh, man.
I mean, I was a little all over the map. But really, all that matters is that we crowned the winner today, and that winner was me, Sal. That's
correct.
Really all that
baseball
matters.
Baseball card. Yeah. Guess you do that quite a bit.
Uh-huh.
All right, before we get back to the calls here, I have something for you.
Okay.
And I didn't even know that this was... I mean, I guess now that I think about it, early rounds, maybe even the first round for the postseason, I was just getting caught up there reading that news. What is that saying about Giannis? He's out just for the first round?
It's off the screen now. I know he's going to be... Well, they haven't ruled him out for the first round, unless that's
might,
something brand new.
Hop, just check the latest there on Giannis
something.
Or whatever that was. Anyway, so I didn't realize that there's dual broadcast. Maybe I just forgot, whatever it may be. So the Knicks will be on ESPN Saturday.
I like
game
they do
one.
This. They don't do this with the Yanks and Mets. Like once the Yanks and Mets are done or once they go to the postseason, we don't get Yes or SNY.
I wish
this.
I wish we had the home, the opportunity to listen to the home feed. So you have that with the Knicks. The caveat is that the Knicks' main guy is the lead guy on ESPN. So for game one, ESPN, you could listen to or watch Mike Breen, Doris Burke, and J.J. Redick.
Okay.
And you could listen to Mike Breen and Doris Burke, and then you could hear J.J. Redick talking down to you. So that's the choice you make there. Or
tell us what we don't know.
Yeah, or you could watch on game one where you have Gus Johnson and Walt, you know, Clyde doing the game for MSG. How will you choose to watch come Saturday?
Boy, oh, boy. That is a complicated one because there's elements of both that I love. Breen is the best. I
guess this happens for the first three games for MSG, and they also could take the last three if needed.
Okay. Breen is the best. We know that.
Right.
I really like Doris. Doris is awesome. Redick, I think he's smart, but he's annoying. He talks down.
I can't stand
him. Whatever. I don't need to hear him on, especially on the Knicks. I don't need to hear J.J. Redick. Now, I love Gus Johnson. Gus off the front rim and in.
Oh,
I mean, he authored some big time Knick moments. That was the Allen Houston shot.
I remember producing Knicks games when we used to have them here.
I wish we still had them, right? That would be
too.
Sick.
But I remember like 20 years ago,
we had
the Knicks and Rangers, and I was producing the games, and Gus was on the radio call back then.
Yeah.
So that's how I remember him doing the radio stuff.
And he's such a good dude. When I was doing the pre and the post stuff, like he would throw it to me, and like I'd see him every home game. Gus is the man.
All right, Gus Johnson. You love Gus.
Okay, so here's my thing, though. My usual answer would be, I do like to go to the national broadcast because it feels a little bigger, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Now, this is different because it is split. I'm going to probably go with Gus and Clyde early.
Wow.
Probably.
Normally, I would always go local call. Like, for the Rangers, I guarantee if they do this, I'm assuming that they will, I want to hear Sam and Joe. Like, that's just
gotta hear Sam. Yep,
yeah,
no doubt.
I just feel comfortable.
Micheletti, got to get him.
But because it's... Now, look, I grew up with Marv and John Andres, but because it's not even Breen and Clyde, if it were Breen and Clyde, 100% MSG. But also, you touched on something, the bigger feel.
Yeah.
There's something about the bigger feel. Mm-hmm. You know, remember, too, the Knicks all those years where they were in the postseason, it was the NBA on NBC. All that.
Like
and
Snapper
it was Marv.
Jones, Bill
so
Walton.
So you still had your guy Marv. It was just different color guys.
Uh-huh.
We still get our guy Breen, just different color commentators.
Yeah, but the different color, and again, I like Doris, but the different color commentators, it changes it enough for me. You got to look at it like
for Mark Jackson and Jeff Van Gundy.
Oh, no doubt.
Right.
Then it's all respect to Gus and Clyde. Then it's 100 out of 100 times.
Right.
It's Breen, Mark Jackson, and Van Gundy.
I like Doris.
Doris. I've worked with Doris. She's awesome. She's smart. She's cool. She's good. I don't need to hear. I mean, listen, Redick is great at talking basketball. I think I'm just going to go with a little Gus and Clyde there.
All right, fair enough.
Game one.
A little home field. I'll probably check both out, but my initial feeling was that I want the big feel. I want Breen on the Knicks. I want to feel that playoff, you know, spectacle game one on ESPN.
I could see that. I could. Hey, now, what if you do that and they lose?
Yeah,
are
no.
you superstitious?
100%.
You go over to Gus at that point?
If they're losing, I might switch.
Oh, within the same night.
I mean, not like 2-0, but Knicks down 8 at half, I'm like, hey, we need to switch it up here. Yes, 100%
superstitious. Get that Gus energy flowing through the pipes a little
Dude,
bit.
I used to. I remember in my old bedroom, you know, when I was a kid at my parents' house, I don't know, I had like maybe a wood bed frame or a wood, I forget what it was, a dresser, but I would watch the Knicks games, each possession, and... to the tune of defense, I'd bang on the wood. That's how nuts. I remember like it was yesterday, like vividly. That, so you ask superstitious? Abso-freaking-lutely.
Yeah.
Especially when you're talking about postseason and the Knicks. So I'll have the volume on a certain, like I try to keep the volume on 33.
Is that
true? For Ewing. Yeah, man. Oh, I don't mess around with that. I'm nuts with that stuff.
Superstitious?
Very much so when it comes to that. Yeah.
What? That's, I respect it. Evans in Manhattan, BT and Sal on the Fan. Ev, what's going on?
How you doing?
Good.
Okay. So just before I get to what I like to see in the draft, that's everybody's opinions. Just one comment on Daniel Jones. I think Daniel Jones has some talent, but I think they brought Schoen in. I like Shane a lot too.
Mm-hmm.
But GMs make mistakes, and I just my opinion. I don't buy that it was all ownership pressure. I think it was a misstep, or Shane didn't push back enough to say nobody else is going to offer this guy $40 million. We don't have to. They just overpaid. But
I think everybody's culpable. I think that ownership probably intervened on some level. I think that Shane was torn because, you know, he delivered something that was unexpected. So you're stuck in the middle of the PR political game. I don't think he was ever fully enamored with Jones, but I think he was impressed by the season he delivered for his new team. So, I mean, it was tricky. I understand some mistakes being made.
I agree with you to be impressed. I just don't know $40 million, which is Dak Prescott and Matthew Stafford money after he won a Super Bowl. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But I hear you. And just so real quick on a draft, and so many things. I don't know why they didn't tag at some point McKinney and he get a pick for him. But that's just me. The Barkley thing, I totally get. The draft, I love. I don't buy McCarthy. Not that he can't be a player, but at that 6-pick value, I like them. Whether it's trading down or then trading up from back from the second round, I like the receiver. Then the quarterback.
Yep.
Any of those three guys.
I got a question for you, F. So I want to get back to McCarthy for a sec. I don't want to get too, receiver, even though it matters. But today, quarterback. So if the Giants had the 17th pick, would you like McCarthy around 17? Would that work for you?
I like Nick and Penix better, but I think we could get them a little later.
Okay, that's a good answer. That's smart. All right, I appreciate the call. We appreciate it. The reason I asked that, Sal, like, to me, this is one thing that I've always found to be a little flawed in terms of draft process, the thought process going in. If you love a player at 17, then you should take him at 8 or 9 or 6 in the Giants. Like, if he's that guy and you believe he's going to be the future, what the hell's the difference?
Agreed.
Instead of a few $1 million and a few draft slots.
Agreed for the most part. If they love him, I don't have a problem with them taking him at 6 or if they wanted to trade up to get him. Now, I think trading up but also you got to be smart about it. If nobody else, it doesn't seem like anybody else wants him at that number, then just wait your turn. You could get the player that you loved at 6 or whatever, hypothetical, at 17 or 13. Like, you also shouldn't shoot yourself in the foot just by, I love this player so much that I'm going to overpay for him when I don't have to.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
I know exactly what you're saying. I don't think there's one answer here. All right, over under. I'm going to make a half here. 12 and a half. McCarthy gets drafted over 12 and a half or under?
No, I'm going to say he's going to get drafted before that.
Me too.
Yeah, I think so, just because that's the way that it is. By the way, I would say I can't wait to go back and watch the film of all these guys, but I don't do that anymore because it really is irrelevant. I remember doing it specifically for the Sam Darnold, Josh Allen, Josh Rosen draft.
That was a great one. That was fun. Baker, too?
I loved more than anybody. Take a guess which quarterback.
Josh Rosen.
Yep.
Josh
Rosen.
We had him on the show, and he was impressive.
He would have been my number one pick of those quarterbacks. I watched the film. I remember thinking, God, this guy's got an arm. He's got sack. Like, he looked the part, was tough. Like, and
he was gone in a year.
He was the biggest. He never could cut it, period. Like, he was the furthest thing from an NFL quarterback that you could be. So instead of that, what I normally do now is just read the scouting reports, certain ones, and take from those the things that I like or believe in, like, work ethic or motor. Like, I see that red flag, done. Mm-hmm. I'm out on that. Whatever. Mm-hmm. I'm just giving you not just quarterbacks, but in general.
So, like, a strength versus a weakness thing, like something that's a deal breaker for you.
His strength. A quarterback's strength, it should be his intangibles and
processing,
leadership.
Arm strength.
Bingo.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, because you could watch a guy make all the throws and have this great speed, and it means nothing.
Well, we just did this with Zach. We went. Now, he wasn't coached up. Yeah. He wasn't coached up properly, and I still think if he goes to the right spot, you can course something out of that arm talent. But So it's not always the most accurate read. But, yeah, I mean, when are we going to learn the lesson? I don't care if you can fire it 80 yards on a dime.
That's not that.
See what's in front of you?
And by the way, Zach, I mean, we talk about Josh Rosen, who was thought to be, oh, my, you know, this guy's going to be a stud wherever he goes. Like, Zach runs circles around him as far as the NFL career goes. Think about how big Zach is. Well, even about success. Like, Zach Wilson hasn't done much and has been one of the worst quarterbacks in the league. He still accomplished a lot more than Josh Rosen ever did.
Yeah, Rosen got he got one and done. Then he went with Miami for a second. Yeah, I know Dredger.
Tampa, the Falcons, I think, had him. Like, he was all over the place.
I think he went to Miami second, but I could be. I definitely went to the Dolphins for a minute. Yeah, that's I flamed out fast.
Like, did he ever even, like, I don't even remember him doing anything of significance.
No, he didn't. He didn't. Yeah. And a lot of people thought he was a little bit too smart for the room. He's a brilliant kid. We had him on.
And that was something that they said before. We
rubbed
grew
people
up,
the wrong way a little bit.
Or the way he grew up, I guess, when it entitled or
a little bit.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medella is your reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
To the whole room. Yeah. And there's something to that. Yeah. Something to it.
When this happened, you talked about it on The Fan.
Anyway, I just don't want to do any more work. I've worked for 64 years, and in July I'll be 86. So, you know, let's face it, my time has come.
When New York sports happens, talk about it here. The Fan, 101.9 FM, and always live on the free Odyssey app.
All right, BT and Sal back on The Fan. Big Knicks day tomorrow. We've obviously jumped into a little bit of the Nick Waters today, but mostly the focus is on the Giants. We heard from Joe Shane talking about what they're thinking. Not divulging too much, but it was interesting. And Giants have a lot of options. Jets have some options. I think the Jets, I've said this, I'm all for it. If you think that Bowers is the guy, go for it. Because I think what would really bother me is if the Jets did everything in the draft, like they did in free agency, which they had to do in free agency, just to cater to Rodgers. I understand it's a little unconventional taking a tight end to 10. I get that. Kyle Pitts at 4, your team, he didn't like that. Understood. Mm-hmm. But I think this guy, like Pitts, was thought to be this transcendent prospect. And if you're right about that, yes, he helps Aaron Rodgers, but he also helps the next quarterback down the road. So Thursday, a week from tonight, is going to be really interesting for both of our teams.
Want to just go over a baseball note because we did kind of tease it before. Remember, a caller called and asked to get the take on Soto from yesterday. We talked about that Yankees big inning there.
Yeah, that, awesome win.
That, to me, was the turning point. Soto's eighth inning at bat. You watching it live.
I actually heard it live because I was taking my son to practice.
Okay, eighth and ninth
baseball.
Inning, both?
I thought Stanton's home run, honestly.
No, but I'm saying I want to get.
I was
to
in the car for both of them.
All right, so
I saw the highlights though, but Soto, I was in the car in real time, heard them both on the radio here on The Fan.
Soto specifically in the ninth inning, the caller called before, and you know they made the big deal of the walking the other day against the Marlins.
Yeah,
and he walked again in the big spot in front of Judge. Your feel, and then I'll give you mine in a second. Real time listening to it as the Yankees have mounted the rally there. Mm-hmm. Soto up, walking, handing it over to Judge before he gets that big hit.
I felt the way I felt the other day. It's baseball, and you keep doing that, eventually Judge is going to beat you. Yeah. I mean, he's phenomenal.
Now I was getting some texts
and
tweets about it. I specifically was talking about the Soto at bat with the Marlins.
With the Marlins, I know you will.
Right. Now, in general, that is my philosophy, and I'm sure there are going to be other moments where he drives me crazy a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
Yesterday was not one of those moments.
What's the difference?
Game was already tied at 4.
Mm-hmm.
Yanks had done the damage to come back, and all you're looking for there is one run.
Yeah.
So, and, you know, just the way the at-bat played out to me, it didn't feel... Now, I do think Soto is, you know, aggressively passive, right? He's overly passive, which is fine. That's his thing. But in certain spots, like down 3 runs with 2 guys on, that's... There are already 2 guys on, you're down 3. That's a spot where I'm going to see him do damage and expand his zone a little bit. He didn't do that. And watching that in real time, I felt like he didn't do the job because he just handed it over and was happy to do so to Judge. This time, I didn't get that feeling. Plus, he already homered before and was, what, 3 for 3 on the day? A homer, single,
he's
double,
one of, I think, one of only 1 or 2 Yankees who walked twice in a game and had
right.
a sub, single, double, and home run in the same
game. Yeah, right, exactly.
Like
he was 3 for 3, single, double, homer,
crazy.
And walked twice. But I just, in that spot, the Yankees had already tied the game.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't think like, oh, here we go again. Soto too eager to pass the baton. I just didn't feel it that way. So I don't think it was a big deal. And I also felt like Judge was going to come through. Now, I thought that against the Marlins, but this time he actually did.
Yeah.
So to answer the question, no, this, it was different. I was getting texts from people. I'm like, no, it's a different circumstance. This game was tied. They had guys on. They were already had, the Blue Jays were on the ropes anyway. They couldn't throw strikes.
Yeah.
Like, you felt like it was inevitable that the Yankees were going to come back and take the lead in that game, which they did. But I didn't have that feeling that I needed Soto to be more aggressive in that spot.
We were in the car, and my son says, "What's our record again, Dad?" I said, 12, this is before the games are. I said, 12-6. He's like, "All right, so if we lose, we're 12-7. I'm like, "Yeah." I'm like, and I remember saying out loud, I didn't really go too deeply into it. I'm like, 12-7 doesn't sound that impressive. 13-6 sounds, and it's only right. one game, just sounds different.
Yeah.
Now, as I'm listening to the game, specific to Stanton's home run, I did not think that the Yankees were going to win that game in the last inning. When Stanton hit the home run.
Then you felt good?
I said, Yanks going to win this game.
Wow.
Even before all the other stuff developed, I said, that moonshot, I think it was the first pitch, first or second, ball was just absolutely, and I could just tell the way it sounded, the way it was described. Second tank, I mean, 110 exit velo. I don't know. I just, I went from, I'd love to win this, but I don't think we are, to this game's over. We're going to win this game.
Yeah, and I felt like that. I felt like, man, the Yankees are lifeless. This is going to be a big story, losing 4 straight here, getting swept by the Blue Jays before coming home. And then Soto hit the homer in the 8th, and I said, no. They're not dead yet.
Mm-hmm.
They've got some life here. To me, that was the turning point. And then, obviously, you know, I was actually getting ready for the SNY show. We were on up against the Yankee game yesterday. So I'm doing the show as I'm watching both. The studio crew was like, hey, you want us to change this to the in-house monitor? I go, do not touch that TV.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Leave it on the Yankee game. I can handle both, but I need to see what's going on in the game.
Oh, yeah.
And I was able to manage watching those key at-bats, and you know, luckily just the timing worked out.
You know which play annoyed me? And it's you almost forget about it because the Yankees won. The play with Rizzo at first base. I know it hit the little seam. I think it did, but you may have been makeup, whatever you were doing
right.
with the show. It was a little harmless 3-hopper to, or 2-hopper to first base. He dropped it.
Yeah, Rizzo's been...
I think it hit the seam, and I think it took a little bit of a different direction than he anticipated. I get, you got to catch that with your eyes shut, especially somebody like Rizzo. But that was a big win, and the way it ended, Volpe basically in the outfield.
Oh, what a great,
boom.
What a great, that's a gold glove play.
That's a big boy one
by
right
Volpe
there.
Right there.
No doubt. Let's get Eddie in Brooklyn, BT and Sal back to the Giants stuff. What's going on, Eddie? Hello,
how you
Ed.
Doing?
What's up, Ed?
Yeah. Hey, guys. Real quick on Daniel Jones, the draft, the whole pick. You guys, everybody needs to look at Daniel Jones' stat with and without Saquon Barkley. Different quarterback completely,
mm-hmm.
number one. Number two,
that's
everybody
true.
Knows they have no offensive line. Troy Aikman's career almost ended in his first 2 years. The guy wouldn't have won any Super Bowls. He had concussions galore.
It's true.
No O-line.
Yeah.
They got to get weapons. They got to take Neighbors. They got to take a tight end. They got to get weapons because can you guys name one guy on the offense right now that scares any defense?
That scares anybody? No, but I think that Hyatt, I think he got some weapons. I think you need one big piece. I think some of the other pieces are pretty good. They're interesting.
Right, but Neighbors has the most yards after catch. I think he set an NCAA record, right? That's the kind of guy will scare a defense. They'll make extra yards after the catch. That's what they need.
Yep.
And one thing I picked up on Joe Shane, which actually caught my attention, I haven't heard it yet. He mentioned about Tommy Cutlets having huge improvement.
That's
exciting. We'll see what happens with him. But
yeah.
It sounds like he's set on quarterback, unless he's bluffing. You're right.
Yeah, who knows? You know, that's all part of the game. Thanks a lot, Eddie. Yeah, I mean, the Giants historically, you know, going back to Parcells, always been mostly about defense, ball control. I know Eli had a lot of games where he threw for three Bills and they flung it around the yard, you know, 30-something times. But
yeah, but they weren't a high-octane offense. Eli just made plays in the clutch. They ran the football well.
Yeah, obviously, they played defense. Was dynamic, yep. But I don't know. I think that they do need to modernize their approach a little bit, and I think they're certainly trying, which is why it's good that they went outside the building and brought somebody like Joe Shane and Dable in a couple of years ago.
Right, but the first year success wasn't that Dable wants to do that. It was that he said, okay, what do we have here that we could try to compete in these football games with?
He was adaptable.
And that's what they did. He said, okay, this is what we have. Here's how we're going to do this. We're not going to make any mistakes. We're going to be a sound team, both defensively, offensively. We're going to run the football, put him in a position, Daniel Jones to succeed. And that's exactly what they did. However, you needed to take the next step. Last year, they brought in Jalen Hyatt. They brought in Darren Waller. They had the weapons. There should be no more excuse. Jones didn't get the job done. They got their asses kicked right from the opening Monday night or Sunday night game against the Cowboys.
Yeah,
and they never looked back. And then Jones gets hurt. And then it was just a mishmash mess yet again where they couldn't score any points. And that, to me, is more on the quarterback than it is the coach. It's not just the quarterback, but he's the biggest part of it. Giants are a mess offensively, and Shane knows it. They got to clean it up.
Mm-hmm. Steve is in Howard Beach. Stevie, what's going on, Steve?
Guys, I want to talk about this in terms of the way the Dolphins are looking at this Tua situation, because it could be the same as the Giants did with Daniel Jones. I mean, we're looking down the barrel of a shotgun paying Tua $50 million a year in the most important games last year, couldn't prove his worth whatsoever. Late last season against Buffalo, against the Ravens, and against the Chiefs. Before the playoffs and then getting knocked out by Kansas City, Tua is not the answer. So Chris Greer, to save his job and save his entire organization this year, needs to look at the trading Tua, going and talking to Harbaugh, inquiring about Herbert, offering them the world, and let Harbaugh put his money where his mouth is with McCarthy being the best quarterback prospect and let them take him at five.
Yeah, I don't know I don't know if they would take him, the Chargers. I know Harbaugh is talking about how much he loves him, and obviously what's he going to say, but...
Well, he doesn't have to be that effusive in his praise. You don't have to say anything bad about the kid that you coach, but you don't have to go over the top like he's been going.
Right, but he's got an easy out, because even if McCarthy is there...
Yeah, no, I understand that. He's got Herbert.
I'm not trading him. Now, Tua's an interesting one from a Dolphins fan perspective. Like, we talk about Daniel Jones. Yeah, Tua's much more accomplished than Daniel Jones.
Yeah, I still don't think he's the guy.
Okay, well, that's fair.
Do you?
But yeah, when you say the guy, what do you mean? Like,
are you going to win a Super Bowl because of him?
I'm not saying that they can't. I'm not there yet. I've seen a lot of positive from Tua. I get why you could say it, and I'd be frustrated too. Doesn't have a strong arm. Playoffs, you know, terribly disappointing. I thought they'd beat the Chiefs this year. Obviously, they didn't.
Yep.
But I've still seen a lot more where I would be more inclined to believe in him more so than I would Daniel Jones.
No, I thought they were going to beat the Chiefs too, and I don't know what happened in that game because nobody got to see it.
Yeah.
Remember what they did? That stupid Peacock stuff? Didn't they put that game on?
Maybe.
I went to a bar and they didn't have it?
Oh, that's right.
Oh, my God. Jumped through hoops to watch NFL playoff games now. All right, Sal. No Yanks, no Mets. They'll chill out. Obviously, traveling out west, the Metsies are trying to stay hot. Big baseball day tomorrow. Those Knicks and that Nick energy big time here on the show. Have a great Thursday. Evan and Teak up next. We'll see you tomorrow. Bye-bye.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.